This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Fun Kids, and there's a brand new book out. It's all about enjoying what you want and being unique, completely yourself, right now. It's called Dazzling Travis, and its author, Hannah Carmona Diaz. She's on the phone all the way from America to tell us more about it. Hey, Hannah.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the phone with us. So the new book, Dazzling Travis, it's a picture book full of incredible illustrations and some pretty amazing words in there too. Hannah, what's your favourite word that's in the story?
My favourite word, like just one word or
yeah,
one
just,
whole sentence?
No, just one word.
One word, oh my goodness. Oh, that's a hard one. I think my favourite word is... let's say unique.
Unique? I like what you've done there, because that's what the story's about. Now, quickly, what's your favourite picture that's in the book as well?
Oh, my favourite picture, that's an easy one. It is the picture where Travis is in ballet class. So it's a picture of him, and he's the only boy in ballet class.
So you've kind of hinted about what the story, you know, involves. Why don't you tell us a bit more then? Talk us through Dazzling Travis.
Yeah, so Dazzling Travis is a story about being confident and original, and it's about a little boy named Travis, and he's full of glitter, and he loves to dance, he loves football, and he really doesn't pay attention to the social norm standards that says boys have to do this or boys have to like that. He just overrides that and does what he likes to do, despite what other kids might say.
And something happens at school that kind of shows maybe how other kids think about his choices. Can you just briefly tell us about this?
Right. So at the playground one day, you know, he's playing with his doll and he's dressed up, and a group of bullies come up to him and they try to put him in that box, telling him, you can't play dress up. You can't play with a doll. You're a boy. You can't do that kind of stuff.
And how did you get the idea for Dazzling Travis? Can you talk us through the very first moment that this story went through your mind?
Yes. So this story was drawn from one of my theater students. So often I get inspiration from the people I'm around, and I work in children's theater as well as writing. And one of my theater students, his name was Seth, was telling me how he was having trouble at school. People were basically calling him different names. He was getting attacked for doing theater and for doing dance, which they saw as something as girly. And Seth is now a teenager, but at the time he was a young boy. He was probably about 8 years old. And that just really inspired me to write a story for specifically boys who are going through something like that, like he was.
Now, they're quite big, you know, ideas and concepts, Hannah, all about identity and who we are, if we should be who we look like. When you're writing a picture book, though, you've not got many words to play with. How did you make sure you kind of got the story across with the limited time that you had available?
So whenever I write a picture book, I start by just word vomiting all over the page. And it's just me, you know, it's writing the story that I want to write. And then from there, it's a lot of revision. So I'll go in and pick the themes. You know, I always have my focus on what do I want the theme of the story to be. And slowly, 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 I will cut it down to make sure that it's hyper-focused in on that theme.
And the pictures and the colors are just outstanding. It's been illustrated by Brenda Figueroa. How much do you work with the person that draws the pictures when you're writing the story? Do you kind of finish up, then you chuck it over? Do you have much say in what Brenda's doing?
So it's a back and forth. I have a great publisher, Cardinal Brule Press, that really allowed me and Brenda to connect. And so I know for a lot of authors, their process might be different, but at least working with Brenda, it was amazing because they allowed me to pitch her ideas of what I saw and what I pictured Travis looking like in certain scenes. And then Brenda would send over a few sketches. And from there, I would choose, I'd say, this, you know, this really fits the theme of what I see in my head. And then from there, you know, it's a big, long gap where she's like, okay, I got the theme. And she sketches out the entire book. And, you know, it was months until I saw it. So I get kind of nervous. I'm like, did she really know my vision? But of course she did, because she is amazing. And finally, I get to see like a draft 3 or 4 and give it the okay for her to fill in the color and do all those final details.
You've already explained, you know, how the story is about being one of a kind, maybe doing things that people wouldn't expect of you. What about you, Hannah? Is there anything that you do, a talent that you have, a skill that maybe you, for some reason, keep secret when really you should show the world? Now is your chance. What are you amazing at? How are you one of a kind?
Not anymore, but that was something that I struggled with a lot in high school and even in college. I'll take writing as an example. In college, nobody knew that I liked to write because I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like, you know, I wasn't J.K. Rowling, so why would I even try to be a writer? And so I just kept all my stuff secret and hidden away until one day I was like, you know what, there's no reason that I need to be hiding this. You know, it makes me happy. And so what? Not everyone's going to love it, and that's okay.
Brilliant. Dazzling Travis, it's an incredible, bright, colorific explanation of just how amazing it is to be unique. Hannah Carmona-Diaz, thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids.
Thank you so much for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.